Good morning from the Financial Times. Today is Tuesday, September 15th, and this is your FT News Briefing. NVIDIA's $40 billion pickup of ARM holdings could mean some big changes for the chip industry. And Volkswagen claims that another Dieselgate scandal isn't going to happen. But first, Oracle is the big winner of the TikTok bidding. But will the deal get the Trump administration's stamp of approval? I'm Mark Filippino. Here's the news you need to start your day. Oracle beat Microsoft over the weekend for a stake in the ByteDance-owned video apps U.S. business. But there are still a few things to untangle from this agreement, including what to make of the so-called technical partnership and whether the Trump administration will approve it. Miles Krupa is our venture capital correspondent, and he's been reporting on the TikTok deal. Hey, Miles.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Miles, let's start with the deal itself. What exactly is this technical partnership, and what does it mean?
So the full details haven't been made public yet, but our understanding is that the goal is to safeguard the U.S. data domestically and to have Oracle be the trusted American company that ensures that there's no data transfer over to Beijing. Steve Mnuchin on Monday told CNBC that part of the deal will be creating a U.S.-based headquarters for TikTok that will create 20,000 jobs. And then financially, our understanding is that Oracle will look to have a minority interest in the deal here, and that investors will also have the chance to participate. But those details are still being hammered out and are subject to change.
Now, Miles, as you alluded to, the whole reason we had this bidding war in the first place was the Trump administration had some security concerns with Chinese tech companies and TikTok in particular. Do we have a sense of whether the Trump administration will sign off on this deal?
Yeah, that's a big question still at the heart of this. Mnuchin was pretty circumspect on Monday, but it does appear that this agreement is quite different from what the Trump administration originally wanted, which was a full sale of the U.S. operations of TikTok to a U.S. company. It's really unclear as well whether CFIUS, the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S., which is the U.S. body reviewing this deal, whether it will view ByteDance owning a large stake in the U.S. operations favorably, since our understanding is that that has been a sticking point in the past and could pose problems going forward and raise questions about whether there's still a chance of transfer of the data over to China.
So we should talk a little bit about Oracle for a minute. Its chairman is Larry Ellison, who is a rare Silicon Valley Trump supporter. Is it surprising that TikTok went with Oracle?
I think for most people, it's surprising. For the longest time, everybody thought that Microsoft was in the lead. The CEO of ByteDance previously worked for the company, and he had proactively reached out to Microsoft to begin these talks as it became clear that the U.S. wanted a sale. However, Oracle came in later and had the support of some key investors in ByteDance, and it's possible that Oracle came out on top partially because their close ties to the Trump administration provided some reassurance that this deal would get approved versus a Microsoft deal.
So let's talk a little bit about why Oracle is interested in this in the first place. You write that Oracle is best known as an enterprise software provider. What do they see in this deal?
Well, I think many tech companies would feel lucky to be able to get a stake in TikTok. It's one of the fastest growing apps in the world, has a massive user base. So just as a financial investment, it makes a certain amount of sense for a company like Oracle, and they can run it independently. They don't have to sort of work on integration like a big social media company like Facebook would. The other key sweetener here is that TikTok could come on as a cloud customer, and that's a business that Oracle has been trying to grow recently. Larry Ellison has been touting that Zoom recently came on as a customer, but it still lags behind their major competitors in Microsoft and Amazon.
So, Miles, what's next for this deal?
CFIUS is reviewing the deal and is expected to make a recommendation to Trump in the next week. And then from there, the actual final deadline for CFIUS approval is in mid-November. And there's still a lot that could happen in between. We're still waiting on how China will react to this proposed deal. And of course, there's also a presidential election to happen before mid-November. There's been some optimism among ByteDance investors that a Biden administration would be kinder on TikTok, but I guess we'll have to see if that's actually the case.
Miles Krupa is our venture capital correspondent. Thanks, Miles.
Thank you, Mark.
NVIDIA has agreed to buy Arm Holdings from SoftBank for up to $40 billion. It's the largest deal in the global semiconductor industry. But aside from the price tag, this creates a ripple effect across chipmakers, one that our West Coast editor Richard Waters says has NVIDIA's competitors pretty frustrated.
The really interesting thing about Arm is that this is this unique place that they have in the chip world, and it's really an unusual company. They do a basic design for a chip, a very low power chip that is very well suited to mobile phones. And then other companies, and some of these extremely big companies like Apple and Qualcomm, take those designs and then build their own products around them. And so when you pick up an iPhone, you've got an Arm chip in there, but Arm itself just did a basic design. Most of the value is created by Apple. So it's an ingredient in technology that nobody needs to think about, nobody has thought about for a long time. But suddenly we're faced with the prospect of one chip maker, NVIDIA in America, buying this company. And all the other chip makers that depend on the technology are suddenly saying to themselves, hang on a minute, a company that we compete with is suddenly going to control this core technology that's in all our products. And so, you know, it's kind of causing a little bit of consternation.
So a bit of a potential issue here for NVIDIA rivals. Turning to the political side of things, Richard, there are some concerns coming out of the UK. What's that all about?
So Arm still does most of its research in the UK. They actually do a fair amount in the US too. And when Arm was originally sold to SoftBank in Japan, and just after Brexit, in fact, after the Brexit vote in 2016, it was seen as a big loss of an important technology asset in the UK. And SoftBank made some undertakings that they would continue to do the research there. And so a lot of research is still done there. And so I think this is mainly about national pride. And I think there are two points here that are worth making and why NVIDIA will still invest in the UK. One is just that there is so much of the talent base is there. The UK is an important base and they're not going to walk away from that. I think the other really important thing is geopolitical, that Arm's technology is sold to Chinese companies as well as others. And if all that research moved to the US, then there's a question about whether the White House would have control over it, would be able to say, you know, you can't sell this technology to China. As long as it's being developed in the UK, it's still outside US export controls. And so I think NVIDIA will keep that in the UK.
Right. So a bit of what we just heard with Miles with regard to the TikTok deal. Richard Waters is our West Coast editor. Thank you, Richard.
Good to talk to you.
And scandals such as Dieselgate are a thing of the past. At least that's what Hiltrud Werner told the FT. She's Volkswagen's board member responsible for integrity and legal affairs. Dieselgate came to light in 2015 when Volkswagen admitted that it installed software in 11 million vehicles that could get around nitrogen oxide tests. It ultimately cost VW 32 billion euros in legal fees and compensation. Ms. Werner told the FT that U.S. court-appointed monitor Larry Thompson set out stronger compliance and complaints procedures. And so a scandal like Dieselgate wouldn't go unnoticed at Volkswagen. But Mr. Thompson just finished up his stint as independent compliance monitor, and while he said that Volkswagen is a better organization today than it was 3 years ago, the monitor warned that continued vigilance is still needed. And before we go, a trial over Carlos Ghosn's alleged financial misconduct starts today, but with Mr. Ghosn thousands of miles from the courtroom. You'll recall that the former Nissan chairman escaped house arrest in Tokyo late last year. And with Mr. Ghosn hiding out in Lebanon, his former right-hand man, Greg Kelly, will take the stand in Japan today. Mr. Kelly is accused of helping Mr. Ghosn conceal the true scale of his salary through a deferred payment system. You can read more on all of these stories at FT.com. This has been your daily FT News Briefing. Make sure you check back tomorrow for the latest business news.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.